This podcast is brought to you by lineupmedia.fm.
What's the tip?
Big boy in a fifth.
Forget it. The fifth goes off at three. We going to the track?
You're listening to Race Day at Fairmont Park on lineupmedia.fm.
And it off.
With a different story on every face.
I'm going to Hawaii! I'm going to Hawaii!
It's falling back.
I'm not going to Hawaii!
Will they make it through?
I like the two horse. It's got front wraps.
Big money on the four horse.
I like the six. That's the horse. That's it.
I always bet on five.
The number one horse.
I like the four. Number four. Four.
I like the six.
I like the four horse.
And you lay your money down when you cross the line.
Here comes the champ. I mean it. You are the champ. Believe me, you got more guts than you got sense. I love it.
Now your host, Jono Kabinjian.
Welcome back, race fans, to another great show here at Fairmont Park Podcast. And we got our man here that's been here the last couple shows. You know what, Jamie, I think you're going to be a part of it. I really think if you want to be a part of this, I'm getting a lot of feedback that you're damn good and you belong on the show.
Well, I appreciate
that. And that's Jamie right there. And we got a special guest. And I got to tell you, folks, we go out to the track a lot. And I said, there's this 12-1 horse that Jamie brought up. Jamie, you said that horse was going to win.
I like the horse.
And now we have the owner and a co-partner and a trainer, too. This is great. This is great. And we got Christy O'Halloran. How are you?
Well, thank you very much. I have to give my husband the credit, though, for training.
Danny's excellent, isn't he?
Yeah, he's good.
And I'm telling you right now, when you guys got in this gig, there were a lot of people back there saying, what the hell are these two doing? And you guys were bringing in like 20-1, 30-1 horses. I mean, on paper, it looked like you guys had no shot, all right? And it probably didn't have a shot.
We were the trifecta killers.
But the way you guys have progressed and progressed with, I mean, battling tide waves and everything, you know, it's like you guys have finally... I think you're there. I think you guys are a part of Fairmont Park. Before, it was like when I was working one of the judges, the O'Halloran horses just weren't good. You guys got so much better knowing people and who to do business with and all that. I think it's helped you guys in the long run.
It helps to cut down from a stable of 30 horses to about four as well. That really works out better when you can manage them.
So
easier.
It's kind of like the small school,
yeah.
Better education, one-on-one with the teacher type.
I had a lot of fun with the first horses we bought and learned a lot of things. And if you pay attention, you just can't help but learn. So
yeah. And in this business, too, it's almost like you trust someone from the beginning that you think you know, that you've read about, that you've watched them on PPs or on Racing from Fairmont Park or wherever they're from. And you go, you know what, that's the person I want. And you don't do any, you're just taking notes on someone telling you that he's a good trainer. So, or good owner, or someone that's selling a horse or something like that. And we buy into it.
Well, we had a trainer at first when we got in. But it was pretty quick after that my husband decided he wanted to just go off on our own. So for the last 10, 12 years now, we've had our own barn. We don't take other owners. We just do our thing. It's our stable.
I know. It's cool. And we'll get to your big race that you won. Jamie, you got a couple going, don't you? I mean, this coming weekend?
Yeah, we've got Steel and Summer in over at Belterra Park tomorrow, Friday. We have Infinitive in Saturday. We have Jimmy has a horse in, Rosie's Flame. That's a homebred. Cynthia Rush bred that horse, and that's their baby, so they're excited. And then Sunday we have a horse in at Ellis Park with Christy.
And Christy's got one in the same race?
Yes,
same race.
We are
well,
in the
should
same
I
race.
Split you guys in the different sides of the table here. Hey, you know what? That's a little awkward too. I'm always in that situation with a friend, and I'm like, well, I got to come up to them and say, if I don't win, I hope you win. I mean, it's almost like you have to say it, but you're saying, God damn it, I want this win. I want this win. And then when their horse wins, you're like, God damn, I don't care. I don't care about him or her in that circle. You're like, my horse should have won that race. And you think like that, you know? And I was in there with Chrissy's horse and her and Dan. And I tell you what, man, they beat me. They beat me clear, too. There wasn't no excuse type of race to where I had my horse back or something like that. And they took me to town. And I was like, yeah, I'm glad you beat me. that's great.
I've got to give Dan and Chrissy some credit because my first win, I have to thank them for running second that day. They ran a good second.
To you guys?
My first win, yeah.
That's Belterra very
Park.
True.
First win as an owner. First win with Jimmy Watkins as a trainer.
Yep.
And he's a great guy.
He's an awesome guy.
He's a real friendly
guy.
He's a
hard worker. I love
him. Yeah. Hard worker. Hard working, nice guy.
True.
You can't beat the two there.
But all your right. horse was waiting for a win when you went to Belterra. You should have beat me.
And that's one that I like to talk about. I've never been, with all my horses I've ever had, I've never been 20 to 1, 12 to 1, 15 to 1, where I've won the race.
Mm-hmm.
Every time I've been double digit, I have lost. And you guys have brought these double digits not once, not twice. I mean, it seems like that they're the big dragon slayers, these guys. And
if we're the favorite, I'm going to run last. Something terrible is going to happen in the race.
I don't even put my horse on on top when I do that.
No, that's the kiss of death.
Yeah.
I would much rather be 10 to 20 to 1 because most of my best wins have been in those odds.
Right. How about you, Jamie? You've been long ball ever and bring it home?
We have.
You have?
This fall at Hawthorne.
What were the odds on that?
We were 39-1.
Jesus Christ, 39-1?
Wow. Running an open five race.
Wow.
Infinitive.
That's 39-1.
That's my baby.
And now I have to run against her this Sunday at Ellis.
No, you run against Boohoo Sue this Sunday.
Oh, I thought it was Infinitive in. Oh, that's Saturday. I've got my wrong days.
So, what the hell was
I
saying?
Do we run against you Saturday, too?
No, you're in an earlier race. Luckily, we could have easily been in the same race had you entered mine.
Yeah, you guys dodged us.
Yeah, you have a higher race rating, though. Good luck.
All right. I told you, Brian, we may have to split these two up here. All right, let's get to our races from the past here on this past Tuesday day, and it was a hot day, and that affects the horses, too. I don't have excuses because I got really beat up with all these favorites going down. But I tell you what, I mean, anything hot like that, anything can happen. And let's get to the results from this Tuesday here. Race one, and this is going to be good. I got two people panel. First time I ever had. All right, first race here, we had a starter optional claimer here, and this one's for $10,000. And before I get to my picks here, let's see what we got. Our first horse on top was the two horse, then that's De Rouge Diesel. And this one was going off at nearly three, a little bit better than 3.5 to 1. And this one was by Molina and Cox. So we got Molina and Cox on this one. And then the second place horse. Do you guys, what's your take on that? This horse didn't look back at all. And, at the three-quarter mark, he was sitting third, and then he opened up, started coming on a stretch. I think the stretch run at Fairmont this past Tuesday was very fast. I mean, from the outside, they were just flying. So we'll get to that, too, because I know Chrissy's got something on that call. Mm-hmm. So we got a two, and then the next one, second place, was Showbiz Star. And I got to tell you guys something. I really like Showbiz Star here, and a favorite got cut down here. And that was Javier Diego. Is that Javier? Yeah, it's Javier mm-hmm. Diego with – see, I had it wrong on my thing. I have Showbiz Star with Giles and Martinez. Was that the morning line?
Yeah, they made a switch on that race. They took Giles off and put Diego on.
Okay. All right. So that's what we have then. We got a Diego Martinez, and that went off at 1-1. That one, I don't know, should have been right up there, and we thought it was going to make a big move and just couldn't bring down the two. And then the one horse here, Cool Ambition, and that's Victor Santiago and Becker. And I tell you what, this duo here was once really galvanized, really concreted to wins. And they're kind of feeling some pressure this year. It hasn't been an all Becker flag down the stretch. They've been losing too, and they've been losing on the short ball one. This one went off at 1.5-1. So, what's your take on this race, guys? Was it something that you seen coming, or did you say, "Wow, I didn't think Showbiz Star or Cool Ambition could have lost here"?
Well, I thought Cool Ambition would win easy, and I'm pretty sure what happened was when the 1 and the 5 took off running out in front around the rail before they ever got to the turn, you can see them start to die off.
Uh-huh.
And the closers got them because the rail was deeper than I've seen it all year long.
So that's it then. And the rail is playing a big role.
And if you look, that jockey probably could have touched the rail the whole race. He was very close, but they don't know until later.
Okay, then let me ask you this too. How long has this trend been going?
Since it hasn't rained for about 2 weeks. The puddle in front of my barn is always there. And when it dries up,
folks, that's big.
When the puddle's dried up, that's when the track is deep.
That is big. That is big. So if you have an inside horse and he's banking on that rail, not going to get a bull rail ride.
Now, my jockey was in the next race, and just from that one run alone, he knew that my horse needed to close and how deep the rail was. And you'll notice they stayed off that rail.
That's what I like to know.
There you go.
That's what I like to know. $2 exacta here, $21.40. I think, was this the one you hit, started off, Jamie?
I had a flat bet on the 2, the Rogue Diesel.
Right.
The race broke down just like we thought it would.
Yeah, and you called this.
The two would sat a lot closer than I thought he would, but he ended up, he ended up winning the race, I think, by what, 5, 5.5, something like that?
Yeah, 5.75.
Yeah, and he ran a good race.
So right there, here we are talking like this, though, and we got an inside horse here, the two fly out of the stretch? Did it go outside, or what happened?
The two broke well, but he stayed in that 2-3-4 path.
Correct.
All the way around, and then made his move.
So then we're even getting closer to the rail when you say that. You're saying the one hole is not a good hole.
That was a bad place to be on Tuesday.
Okay.
And they find that out later after a couple races usually.
Okay. All right. So we got
You'll notice later on all the horses are coming in way out in the middle of the track. And the ones that are on the rail are mostly slowing down.
All right. We'll check that out. We got 6 furlong claiming 4,000 is our next race. And waddle. And waddle gets the job done here. And this is the one we're talking about here. 12.5-1, a little better than 12.5-1 here. And we got the owner sitting right here, owner, trainer. Well, I mean, they're a duo. so they worked great together. And they brought this one home at 12.5-1. And I know you were all over this horse, Jamie. You're sitting right across from me, and all of a sudden he does this haka dance whenever he just,
Did you really? Wow.
Oh, yeah.
It's incredible. Yeah. I go, did you have it to show? He goes, I had it to win, and I had so many straight on it. I mean, I loved it, man.
Where's my cut?
Your what?
I said, I want my cut.
You didn't even bet the horse, did you?
I did bet the horse. I had a little
that
less
was,
than
that's
him,
that's even worse when the owner of a 39-1 horse or 12.5-1 horse and goes, you know what? I just want to watch it. I don't want to curse my horse this time. I'm not going to bet it. And boom, this big amount pops up. It's like, I mean, it's your horse. One, you got to always play a little bit, but in any case. So Waddle came through here, and congrats to the Ohio Run Camp on this one. And that was, what'd you think? Molina gave a good ride here, obviously.
Molina was very confident, and he knew exactly what he wanted to do.
How'd you guys get Molina at 12.5-1? I mean, he's one of the top jacks. If I see a horse that on paper that's, well, you know what? It's really an invader that's done well outside, but here I don't think so.
We haven't been able to get him much this year, but we have a real good history with him. We've used him a lot in other states and here for years. Mm. He's always been a great rider for us.
Excellent. And Waddle got the job done, winning by 1 3/4. And she was followed by, she or he, by the way?
She.
She. Okay, so she was followed by another she, the 5 horse, At the Wire. And At the Wire was 3.5-1. And this one I had on top. I thought this one was my horse here. Morning line 8-5. And this was a Lopez Hammond, I do believe. Yes. Mm-hmm. So these two together, Lopez Hammond, I mean, they're like father and son.
Mm-hmm.
That's how tight they are. And I really thought they were going to get the job done. But boom, Waddle from the outside just made up ground. Made up ground. I'm thinking, my horse is going to win. And then I'm seeing this thing come. I don't know it's her horse. I'm, no. And I'm seeing Jamie do this haka dance. And I'm going, we lost, man. And At the Wire, Lopez took it here with second place. And the third place was the 4-horse Starship Brooklyn. And that I think that's what I had. I had Bubble Time. Oh, it's such a nice horse there. I think the horse broke down or something because it just suddenly just fell off the map.
That horse is a bit of a speed horse. I don't think it liked the deeper track.
Well, there you go. Great call.
And honestly, that Bubble Time horse has raced against my horse, Waddle, before earlier this spring, mm-hmm. in Chicago, and my horse barely beat them. So they usually would run about the same competitiveness,
well,
in my opinion.
I think, though, something went wrong with Bubble Time, too. It would have still competed, but it fell off the map. And that's not like a Becker horse. I mean, they compete, so... It's gonna be interesting where they have this horse next time out.
For sure.
All right, so we'll go to race number 3 here. Oh, wait. Let's back this up here. Let's look at the payments here on this $2 exacta, and it's a nice one here.
Killer.
6-5, 150 big ones. You didn't have that though, Jamie.
Did not have it. I bet the horse flat.
Okay. $1 try. 6-5-4. $255.50. The $1 daily double, $268.70. And the 10-cent super, 6-5-4-2. And that's not bad. A 10-cent super, 10 cents. I like to pass this 10 cents to you and give me a 6-5-4-2. Thank you. And that's nearly $50. So it's already, there's a trend coming here, folks. And I may be running to my Adam. That's my ATM I call Adam, my friend, my little friend in the corner, to ask for some more money. All right. Race number three is a 1 mile, 70 yards, claiming $3,200. And I almost won this one. I had never in my mind would have thought this horse on top wins this race. I mean, Trouncer... I'm form. You could show me that form again. I still win. Knowing that he's going to win the race, I still say, you know what? I don't think he's going to win the race. And that was the 5-horse here, Trouncer. And Trouncer, I had at the bottom here, Baylon. I didn't even know who the trainer was on this.
Who's the owner? Macari? I'm guessing it's Robert Pompel.
Yes.
With that nice
Patty
mullet.
McCary.
All right, beautiful. You see that, folks? A lot more educated people on the show than me right now. So the 5-horse Trouncer wins this race. And Trouncer didn't, I mean, it wasn't like a horse that just came on at the end or something like that. This horse here made it look easy. At the 3/4 mark, started opening up, stretched 2, and it could have opened up a little bit more, held him 2.5 there. One by 2.5. Okay, the odds were 15.80-1, so that's 16-1 almost. Followed by my number one horse here, Sergeant Green, and that was Diego with Bentler, and that went off at 70 cents to the dollar. So he was going off at what is that, 4-5?
Mm-hmm.
4-5 on that. So 4-5 on that one. And what do you got there, Chrissy? You're pointing at the screen there.
Well, I was just going to say, if you notice again, the ones that jumped out in the front came in end. But look at where you're talking about. Your favorite there, the six, rail bid, and not enough late. The you rail see, probably killed him.
That's a great call. And you know what this brings up then? I'm looking at Sergeant Green next outing, because if this horse still fought its ass to get where it was and hold on, Sergeant Green next time out with this group is, if they don't put this horse on the inside, they put this horse 3-4 out. I like his chances.
I agree.
That's something to look at if you're better out at Fairmont Park. I mean, Sergeant Green did go through a rough rail, like Christy's saying, and still hung out for second place. And that was Diego. Again, Javier Diego's up there, and that was with Bentler. And the two-horse here, Rock Music, and Arietta. I thought this was not a good ride. This was the ride that I looked at you, Jamie, during the race. And Arietta just shot his horse midway, and I'm like, he broke, slow him down.
He broke bad and tried to make up the ground in the first quarter.
He was
the
right
half.
There with the pack right there.
He just
was.
Burned the horse up the first half of the race.
And he had to go to the front. And then he went to the front. And then, to Christy's knowledge here, the rail was slow. So what are you doing? You already got the horse tired.
He ran three different races.
Yeah, the horse is already tired for taking first from that distance.
Sure.
And now I'm going to have to dig on the rail, too.
And let's be fair here to Mr. Arietta, though. A lot of times, and I mean, I've never been in that situation because I can't make the weight. And I don't think either one of you have. But a lot of times the takes off, right?
Yeah.
Right.
So you're talking about a 1,400 pound animal.
Oh, come on. That's their gig.
I don't know, man.
They know. Those little guys know how to hold and grab onto that, and they've done this all.
But
if they all let him go like that, then none of them can
win. I get that,
win.
But if you're going to make that argument about him giving a bad ride, let's criticize Diego on that ride then, too, because he's second by a head in the stretch and goes to the rail, which is the deepest part of the track, which is dead. And loses by 2.25.
Did he go to the rail, though?
He absolutely went to the rail.
Well, I mean, I would take it more like this approach. Majority of jockeys, whatever you think the riding capability is, when you have a poor start, if you don't try to catch up, you're already kind of screwed.
I'm not saying that. Catch up.
Right.
But don't try to take to the front then. Then the horse went like 2-3 out front. And I'm like, I'm looking at Jamie. I'm going, why did he use his horse like that? I don't know. I'm not. I am. What am I? Yeah, I'm complaining. What the hell? I bet the horse, and I wanted to see a little bit more out of that. And that was the two horse here, Rock Music, and that was Arietta Anderson. And that went off at 5.5-1. I thought there was plenty in this horse in my morning odds here to make this horse as one of my favorites. I had the 6-2-4, and it became a 5-6-2-4. And then I had the 1 as well. And I had the 3 there. God, look at this, dude. I have 6-2-4-1-3. And the last place horse is the 5. Unbelievable. You see what you did, Trouncer? You ruined everything. That was so perfect. The stars are all lined up.
You got 3 races in a row, though, where the horses are coming off the back. And it gets, you know, pretty consistent like that around
right.
there when the track is in a certain condition.
Well, yours, we thought, you know what? That happened. With the outside.
Yeah.
Now we're looking at these long balls as saying, you know what? You can't do it, Trouncer. No one would predict a Trouncer. All right, the payoffs on this one. I can't wait to see the daily double here, though. The $2 exact, the 5-6, $59.20. That's great money. $1 trifecta, 5-6-2, $162.50. That 10 cents super, 5-6-2-4, $49. And then we have the $1 daily double. This is what I was waiting for here. 6-5, $108.80 for a $1 daily double. That's not bad at all, my friends.
Very solid.
50-cent pick 3. This has got to pay, too. This has got to pay. Two with the 6 with the 5, 3 corrector, and someone had it out there. $285.45. Wow.
Can we make note of something on this race and the first race?
Yeah, go ahead.
There's a claim in this race.
There is a claim in this race.
The two-horse was claimed rock music by Mike Durham. What I'm going to tell you for future reference is Durham is leading the training title right now with 13 entry days left. So it looks like Mr. Durham is trying to pad his stable a little bit and win a title.
Well, you know what? Yeah, that's a great call here, folks. That's another angle. So now we got an angle on Sergeant Green. Now we just got a rock music that may be entering the whole spectrum here under a different barn. And if Durham made this claim and he's up on the charts, he's trying to win it. And he feels this is the this may be the – it's kind of like a fantasy team.
Sure.
He's putting something together right now. And I'm telling you right now, didn't I just tell you guys, rock music I thought got a bad ride on this one. I think rock music – can bounce back, and now you just brought this whole Mike Durham thing up. That's beautiful. And you said in race number one,
race
there was a
claim? Race one, Randazzo, Frankie Randazzo claimed Cool Ambition from the Becker camp.
Ooh,
so
really?
Frankie's making moves.
Frankie's making moves. All right. Okay, everyone's making a move here. All right, so that was race number three. And let's move on to race number four. Race number four, we've got a... 6 furlong allowance, optional claiming $20,000. This is not bad. This is not bad. So the purse on this thing is 15G. And I guess if you got a good horse and it's raced in the claiming level, now you got it in the allowance optional, why not? I mean, it's a free. No one can touch your horse. But again, now you're taking on some better competition too. And I had on top here Dandy Gallon, that was Baylon Becker, and sure enough, Dandy Gal got the job done here at 2-1, and then I had the exacta here as well, D Rapper, and that was Santiago Becker, and that went off at 90 cents to the dollar. So, I mean, you think that the trainer being Becker right now, he's got Baylon, he's got Santiago. Santiago is obviously Becker's man. And no offense to anyone else that rides, but Santiago gets, I would say, the better of the stable mates there. So he hops on the D-Rapper. Now, did Becker, you think, say, hey, I think I got a better horse than D-Rapper? Or does the jock say, you know what, Scotty, I think I want to get on D-Rapper? I don't think that's the case.
I would think Scotty calls the shots there.
No, I think he does too, but you think the jock that's rode both horses.
His agent would already have first call for a specific barn, and assuming between the two, it's probably Scott Becker's barn.
No, I get that. Yeah. I get that. I'm not questioning that, though. I'm asking, though, the jockeys rode both horses.
Right.
So he knows both of them. That's my way of saying to the jock or to the trainer, hey, I think in this race, this horse can be. I don't know. It's a different scenario when you got a stable mate and you lost a race to the guy that's riding the second string, supposedly the second string horse. So, in any case, that's what we had here. We had the four horse on top with the one horse D Rapper, same barn there. Scotty Becker, he always does good. And we had the five here, Purging the Stone. And that may be a horse to watch in the future if now he's making his debut. I think I was on the notion, let's give Purging the Star one race. Hasn't raced all year long so far. And then pops in this. It's not a bad race at all. And I just thought it might have needed something in a lowered allowance optional, maybe 10,000. It doesn't have allowance optional,
right.
10,000. What the hell am I saying? I don't know. So this might have been the lowest race they could have found for the horse right now. So
I'd love to see this race go with 7, 8, 9 horses and then see what happens. Four horses is just, that's a tough field. You know, I think it's a lot harder to win a four-horse race as the favorite than it is to win an 8 or 9 horse race.
Why is that?
I think just a lot of different stuff can happen with four horses. You know,
well,
horses can go out on the
speed. Much more separation.
Absolutely. Absolutely, there's more separation.
I prefer a shorter field. It's less horses to get in my way
and screw things up. And your paycheck, too, yeah.
Yeah.
She prefers fields without my horses in them.
Well, yeah, that's the second time he's rode you on that.
It's on Ellis. Y'all have to stay tuned for Sunday.
This may be a pay-per-view event here. Ellis Royale. Park. All right. Okay. What race is that, by the way, so our crowd can check that out?
Oh, that just came in. The entries just got
updated. All right. Well, you might not know that. So the five horse here, Purging the Stone, and that was Uriel Lopez and Jerry Hammond. And, I had on this one 415, and it was a 415. All right. But I'm telling you, Purging the Stone is some horse to watch in the future, too, because he's a local rock star here, and he does very well.
You see what's interesting, again, about those comments is the one that was four wide wins. The one that was second wide was starting to tire out.
Yeah.
Three wide is still dueling, mm-hmm. and on the inside, done tired.
Yeah.
So you've got the first and second path are tired and getting tired.
Yeah. You know what, though? A critic in this race would say, Yabba Dabba Doo never had a shot anyway. So I like what you're saying, but they still have some sort of defense to that.
I thought D-Rapper would beat Dandy Girl, though.
Yeah, that's what that's why I went off in my two-minute craziness right there. Yeah. All right, so we'll move on to race number five. Race number five is, wait a minute, I keep missing the payments. The payments. This is all your fault.
That's the cheapest exacta of the day.
All right, so it was a gift, and Fairmont Gods, but Gods of Horse Racing says, you know what? We need to replenish your purse sum here. So we're going to give you a 4-1. 4-1, $2 exact, $11.60. The $1 trifecta, 415, $8.20. That's on the $1, by the way. Mm. That's horrible. People invest more than that to win that. Okay. $1 daily double, $75.40. The 50-cent pick, 3-6 with the 5, with the 4. That is $301.50. All right, so let's move on here. Moving on to race number five. Race number five is a 6-furlong maiden claiming 4,000. And this wasn't a bunch to write home about here. If you wanted to do something like I had proposed before the racing and under comments, I had all button on this one. Looked really good because anything was going to happen in this one. And sure enough, the public didn't buy into what I said. They pulled one out, and it was Oh Baby, Don't You Know. And that was a Victor Santiago Becker horse. All right, I get the combo there. But on paper, you would have said, nah, I still don't buy into it. It should have been a wide open field. But they took care of business at 1-1. And then we got our second place horse here, four horse, Action Attack, and that's Javier Diego. And I had this horse all the way at the bottom, man.
This barn puts up a lot of long shots, too, when they get in.
And which barn is that?
That would be the Jim Childers barn.
Okay.
That would be Lois McCroskey's banner.
Well, I wish it would have moved up one spot there because our prophecy worked out here. We got a 17-1, 17.5-1. Then our seven horse here, Kingsbury Dream, and that was Uriel Lopez with Childers. So he had two in that one, you think?
I don't know.
Yes,
that
Jamie's.
He did.
Okay.
Was that his too?
Mm-hmm. All right, so he's got that one in there, and this went off at nearly 15-1. That's a hell of a rah-rah speech he gave in the locker room there.
He did.
I don't know what he told these horses, but they came to play here. One 17.5-1, the other one nearly 15-1 here, folks. I can't wait to see this one.
They were both closing hard and far out on the track. It was pretty good.
Yeah, 4 wide, 5 wide. Again.
That's impressive.
Yeah, and this is something to really pay attention if you're going to bet Fairmont Park right now. If you're betting it through TVG or whatever account you guys have out there, I mean, it's something when Fairmont Park pops up like this. Is this during day racing or this more just what has been happening, this trend for night and day?
I would say it's just lack of rain.
Okay.
You can only dump so much water on those tracks. You need a good hard storm.
Okay. So, Yeah, definitely. So we're saying this is a trend that's days and nights. All right. Let's knock off with the days and nights here, and let's move on to race number six, is it?
Pays.
Six, yeah, we got six. Right? Or the payouts.
Yes, pays.
Oh, the payouts, yes. The $2 exacta here is $5,451. The $1 trifecta, $547, $223.80, nearly wow. $224 there. And the 10-cent super, $5,472. And that was $73.34. The $1 daily double four, $5, $10. And the 50-cent pick three, $5,455, $62.55. So the pick threes have been paying off here a little bit. So let's move on to race number six. Now, race number six, we got a six furlong allowance optional claiming $10,000. I can't believe I said that about purging the stone. Maybe they could put in an allowance optional claiming $10,000.
No, which track are you talking
about? Yeah, I don't know. Just roll with me right now. So we have the winner here, number one, Air Ellie. And Air Ellie was, this duo is becoming dangerous.
Very dangerous.
This the duo, I mean, now SM Price has got that thing going like Scotty with Santiago. Anytime his live horse, he's going to put on right now Molina with SM Price. They're a good team right now, and they got the job done here. Check this out. Nearly 7.5 to 1. You, folks, right now, I'm telling you, if you could get a duo of Molina and SM Price at 7.5 to 1, I think you should take it. I think this is a new trend happening here at Fairmount Park, and these two are working well together. I had the three horse on top here with Air Ellie, and that was Galeb's Appeal, and that was Santiago Becker. And I tell you what, folks, this was a good fight. This was a good fight. These two controlled the whole gauntlet from the get-go. And that you just seen one trying to wear out the other, and Molina just got the final, like, maybe final three-quarters of the stretch. He was digging in. It was a nice race to watch. And Galeb's Appeal here went off at 40 cents to the dollar. So we had, on our thing, we had a 1-3-3-1 exacta box, and this was great money here. If you had it. So here we go. And by the way, that was a 4-1 morning line. So it wasn't a 7.5-1. They just killed that Santiago horse there. And then we had the four horse here. No, not. Yes, it's the four horse here too. Sweet. I got the four horse there as well on my sheets here. Mary Jean's Wildcat. Mary Jean's Wildcat was Lopez, SM Price. SM Price. Wow. This guy's been around here, so he knows the track really well. And this horse went off at 8-1. So we got an 8, we got a 7.5-1, the chalk under a dollar, and then we got an 8-1 horse. So this is going to be great. I can't wait to see it. And the payoffs on this one, the $2 exacta, $27.80, folks. That's a killer. That you make money off of that. I gave it to you out there before you were cursing at me. All right, then we had the $1 trifecta, $138.30, and the 10-cent super, $1,342, $14.13. That's crazy.
The try's weak.
The try's weak too.
7.5-1 shot beats the favorite, and then what was the other horse?
14-1.
Yeah, that's weak.
We had a 17.5 and a 14, just a 14 up, but Jesus. That only paid $138.30 on a $1 try. And the $1 daily double, paid $19.80, nearly 20 bucks there. The 50-cent pick three, $4,51, $36.30. Now, when you see these numbers, are you thinking there's less play in it? Because now there's the entire pool right there is
$9,328 on the try pool.
How much was in the tri-pool?
$9,328.
Okay. All right.
This is one of those times when I would have liked to have an all over the favorite ticket for the exacta.
I think that's exactly what happened.
Yeah.
I play that sometimes, and this would have been a good race for that.
They play it forward and back. They play the favorite over all with all, and then all over the favorite with all.
Right. Look, that makes sense. I'm okay. I'm okay with that if on that all up on top, but I like to do that when it's harness horses, because in the harness horses, you get a 3-5, and the rest of the field is nothing better than 5-1 or 6-1. And why not take a shot on that, what you're saying? But when you have a one of these races here and another one's going off at 2-1 and a 4-1 and a 5-1, it's still, you're not going to come up ahead with something like that, with the all ticket.
No, you definitely want it to be one heavy favorite at
right.
like 40 cents like that.
Right,
because
exactly.
If he just gets nosed out, it's going to be big.
And I think I look for horses like that that have been off the entire year. And right. you'll find this more in the West Coast and Golden State Racing, where you'll see a horse that's been off and coming from Santa Anita, and this horse has been off for like 6 months, and the public just knows what this horse is all about. Well, you know what? I used to own horses. We got a horse owners in front of me here, too. And we know that the horse may need one. The public doesn't buy into it. The public just sees the first, 8 first in a row. Well, you know what? It's going up against horses now that have run 6-7 times already this year that have been competing.
Correct.
So, that's the races you look for, that the 5 other horses in the race are just like 8-1, 10-1, and more.
I rarely ever bet a horse to win that has just come off a layoff, whether they're good or not. I just assume they need
it's
a race.
It's scary,
just
isn't
to get
it?
Back
it's so
into
damn
the
scary. I told Jamie that. He wouldn't listen to me.
Well, he doesn't listen to me either.
All right. So our finale for the day was a 1 mile, 70 yards, claiming 4,000. And this one was the 6 horse here, and I'm telling you, you weren't by me, Christy.
What's the DQ about? I didn't even see
well,
this.
Well, yeah, there was a DQ here. And I'll tell you, he had this horse. Our man across me here had this horse on top. And he had it across the board like your horse there. And when you seen that 6 horse, when Diego just brings this horse right into the whole crowd there, and he gets DQ'd.
Oh, my.
My man, 13.5-1 on this horse, and my man just loses his mind across. What were you thinking? I mean, you probably did know that there was a legit DQ.
It was absolutely legit. You look, you know, you're in the heat of the moment, and you're upset that you might have had a healthy wager to win and place on the horse, and it paid, would have paid,
$27. No, 29.
Yeah, something like that. But then, you know, I went home and I watched it, and he clearly, if he would have just kept his whip in his hand and rode the horse home, he would have won.
Right.
And we would have had a really good night.
You looked at me right across the table and go, "You're not paying a thing. Rest of the day, it's all me." And I tell you what, I said, "Okay, my horse is out. I just want to see the guy win." And he had this horse, and it got DQ'd there. And that was Javier Diego's horse, and that was the 6. The 6 was Essen Price again. But the horse that did move up was Uncle Tommy. Uncle Tommy was a Molina horse there with Molina Cox. Traditionally, they've always raced well together, and Cox always brings those refugees from Oak Lawn Park that haven't done too well, or they're just stopping here and going back to Oak Lawn. So, that horse took second there at 4-4, just like 4, a little bit better than 4-1. And then the 5 horse there, Kissing Rosie, and that was Hernandez, and that got third, almost 3-1. What did we have? We had a 5-2-1. I don't even care what we got there. It was a horrible race there. So in any case, your horse got disqualified, and when it got disqualified, we left, and that's the end of that. That's the end of that, and now we're going to move on to our racing for this Saturday night. How's the weather going to be like out there?
Probably dry and hot.
You just she's that person that used to come up to the king and go, "Hey, we're gonna have another bad crop." And he's gonna go, "Get out of here."
It's gonna be terrible. Trust
All right, that's good. That's great to know. All right, let's move on to our race number 1, a 350-yard sprint here. It's a quarter horse race, and they're maidens. 7:30. The air's a little bit hotter or cooler now. I think. It's a little bit more less stressful on the horses, you might say. What do you guys got? What do you guys got? All right, don't just break in on me on this. Anything standing out on you guys?
You know, I got to tell you, there's like three horses in here that stand out. I think the three looks to win, but he's got company because the six is going to be chasing him. And I think that the BM1 Rear Rocket, the two horse, will probably finish off the try.
Look what I got here. Look at that.
What do you have, dear?
I have a 3-6-2.
Well, there you go.
That's what I have. And I have the 3-6-2.
And we're not really exactly picking the program pick.
No, and now it's you. You could galvanize this thing. That's the second time I said that.
I'm going to go off the radar. I saw one thing that I like.
And what is that? Always a party pooper in a group.
Every party has its pooper. I like the 7. Here's why I like the 7.
Yeah, please tell us.
I gave you this angle last time we talked about quarter horses.
Here we go.
Go down to the trainer. Chon Barrera.
Is this it? This isn't it.
Yes, sir. Roll of Fury.
You don't even have a jockey yet.
It doesn't
matter.
I could ride this horse, I think.
Ooh, at 15-1 here, folks.
15-1. Chon Barrera off the claim.
The long ball man is throwing it at us again here at 15-1. Roll of Fury. All right, so now we're moving on to race number. Well, that was yours, right? That's the only pick you have in that one that really stands out.
I like your picks with the 3-6-2. I just like the 7.
All right, you got the 7 then.
So probably I would box the 4 of them for a 50-cent try and see if you can hammer it.
Okay, that would run you $12 here, folks. $12 on a 2, 3, 6, 7. Box it.
7 comes in, you're going to get your money.
Yeah. All right, folks, we're moving on to race number 2 here, and this is a little close race to us because we've got one of the partners on the show here. He's on here with Infinitive, and that's the one horse. Infinitive is a... Jim Watkins with Victor Baylon, and the owner is sitting right next to us here. What's your call?
Well, I have to show some respect to the 5, My Place or Yours, John Cox.
Yep.
He ran 2nd the last time out in a similar race.
That's what I got.
We ran right behind that horse. And then I'd go to the 6, Lucky in Life. Not quite sure what the play is here, dropping the horse down from off a win, 9 winners of 3 life, 4,000 into a $3,200 spot. But Scotty's trying to win a title.
I'm going to say this before I pass it on to you here, Christy. I'm going to say I looked at it and I seen something here that really stands out. You've got in this race, and I didn't just pick this horse because of you, brother. I picked this horse because of what I'm seeing. I think Carroll's Case here is going to be the interesting horse that sets a nice fraction here. I really see Carroll's Case getting out there. I'm going to say to you, I got a lot of speed in this race, a lot of speed. You're looking at Infinitive with the way we got the rider here. He's going to sit this horse perfectly. He doesn't need to go to the rail and get caught, but I'm telling you right now, he's gonna let these horses duke it out here. And Baylon's constantly in the money here. 14 wins, 17 places, 19 shows out of 109, and these guys are really, I'm Watkins, I'll tell you what, 10 starts, 3 wins, 1 place, and 2 shows. That's not too shabby, my friends.
Not bad at all.
Yeah. Yeah, I used to take shots at his horses last year, yeah. on the thing, you know. So I apologize, and you know what? He's such a good guy. He comes up to me and goes, "Hey, you know what? I seen you took a pop, like, but we're good." And that's the kind of guy he is. So he's a real nice guy. All right, so we'll move on to the 2nd place horse. I got a 1-5. I got a 1-5-4-6. What do you got here?
Well, I actually chose the 6 to win, and there was a specific reason why. Besides of what
why
he's doing.
That one?
Well, if you look at this as a combined condition, it's non-winner 4 life.
What number is that?
That's the 6? Number 6.
All
lucky
right,
in life.
I'm scooting.
Besides
on down there.
Becker going for his trainer title, this is a combined condition of a non-winner 4 life or non-winner of 2 in 2018. If you look it over, you'll notice that horses 1 through 5 are all in under the non-winner of 2 this year, but the 6 horse has already won twice this year. And he qualifies under this, even though he has won 2 times this year. But I also threw out his one bad race of the last four on May 29th because he stumbled at the gate pretty bad, and then he raced up for seventh. You're not going to do anything then.
Well, I got that. But if you're looking at conditioned horses, that's fine. But now I look. Now we're going to look at the horse I got on top here. This horse on top I got, he's got war paint on. He's taken on every lowlife there is, every corner bar he's been in. The other horse that you just picked out, you know what? I don't want to go in that little tavern. I don't want to do that. This horse has seen it, and this horse, I think, throw your conditions aside there because this horse is running without condition.
This this race requires a 70 race rating, and that would probably be established off of the six horses last race where he pulled a 70.
Yeah, yeah. You know, I look at those odds, the power ratings a lot. And lately, they have been crooked at Fairmount Park. You're seeing lower number horses. And that goes for your horse that won. On the rating, on the race rating, it wasn't near the number it needed to win.
I have a little more to add to that, though. The second horse I like is My Place or Yours. And I also have Infinitive in right there. I think it's 6-5-1. I would say Infinitive at least gets third. However, if this track is deep again, his horse is set up just like my horse was, and he could easily close on this whole field and win.
Well, I will be looking for
a deeper track that evening, and I think that Infinitive could even beat Lucky in Life in My Place if he closes well.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you know what? We're a little different on that, and you don't really get a vote because that's your horse.
That's fine.
Yeah. I'm going with the 1-5-4-6. That's what we have. All right, so we're moving on to race number three. Race number three, my friends. Let me tell you a little about race number three. This may be the worst horses I've ever seen in my life. I've never seen a group like this formulate at Fairmount Park in my life. Every one of these. Look at this 3-1 I got on top here, Jamie. Just look at the TV screen here. I got you here, babe. We got a 3-1 here. Look at his stats. A maiden claiming 4,000. Got 7th by 18th on his last start. And this horse is 3-1. We move on here. The 5-1 horse, last time out, two times in 2018. 7th by 19th, and the last one, they had to get a search party. They finally found the horse 5th by, well, no. Well, that doesn't make sense either. But it was way back there, too. All right? So these horses, I mean, look at our 7-2. 9th, 7th, 11th, and 9th, and this horse is 7-2?
Well, hasn't been out since last year either, so I automatically would say needs a race.
Well, you know what he's saying. He's saying that this group cannot run at all, and look at its workouts. On the last one, he had a 1 out of 6, and that I guess that formulates into something in this field here. And that's Arietta, by the way, on that one. And then the 4-horse 7 by 45.
It's not very good.
And look at all the starts. He ducked. He slow start. He dwelt start. So this kid doesn't like getting in the gate at all. Not a big fan of the gate. So any case, I don't know how the hell to pick this one. I only went with two horses here, and I put the number 6 horse on top, followed by the 1, and that's Santiago Frida. I don't see anything more. I even put that on my form. The people at the comment section with my green sheet are going to get something that says, our 7 years doing the green sheet, we have never seen a group this bad. And we're only giving two horses, the 6 and the 1.
You're going to laugh because that's exactly what I saw.
Thank you.
The 6 and then the 1, and then I put all. Play a 50 cent and go 6-1, 6-1, all.
That's what I'm saying.
I think I'm going to have to use the restroom when this race goes off.
Okay.
I'm not going to bet.
You're not? Yeah. I swear to God, Chrissy, I thought he was wanting to walk out of here.
I thought that's what he meant, too. And I'm like,
yeah.
Race
okay. All right, then. Let's move on to race number 4. Race number 4 is a 6-furlong. Claiming 4,000, and now we go to the other spectrum of things here with our, well, we have a horse owner in this one, and this is Christy O'Hara.
This is my race.
And I got to tell you, I'm not playing homies or anything like this. I seen Lake Snow Run. Mm-hmm. I love the way that this thing gets out and stretches out. I tell you what, I went with Lake Snow on top. Lake Snow, let's pull them up here. Race number four. And, yeah, there he is. I'll tell you why I like them. Forget those last two races. This horse isn't too fond of that other place right now. This horse at Fairmount Park looks to his liking. He knows how to get the lead. And Uriel Lopez knows how to ride this horse. There's a lot of stars being pointed at each other here. I think with the Fairmount, and it's not from last year's form. This is this year's form. The horse doesn't have a freckle on it. If they've been running at it, you know, at this level, what, six times now?
Yeah.
Six times they've had this horse. So this horse is in good shape here, and I think this horse prevails on top. I know the money's going to go to Dandy Rap, who I got for second place here to three, and that's Santiago Becker, and that will be going off at 8-5 morning line. And I got the two horse here, Shame on the Night, with Baylon Scalcioni at 7-2. How about you guys?
I'll be honest with you. I'm completely throwing the three out. I think Dandy Rap has seen better days.
Okay.
I love Christie's horse here, Lake Snow. And I'll even go as far as saying my exact play of the day would be 2-7, 7-2. Shame on the Night, Lake Snow.
2-7, I thought you
were the four.
Or four, I'm sorry.
Right.
2-4.
Yeah,
that
would be confused.
Come on.
Okay, so,
Can I point something out about this race?
Well, it's your race, why not?
Well,
I'm sure you've already pointed a lot of things out just looking at this.
I mean, some people don't read the fine print after the dark of the condition. And when it shows that it's, you know, horses not won a race in 2018, most people just stop there. But if you keep reading, it says claiming races for 3,200 or less not considered an eligibility. So basically what I'm telling you is that Lake Snow is the only horse that has won twice this year, and none of the other horses in this race have won this year. Now, they were at a lower level, but that's always something I look at in any race. When you're running a winner against non-winners, and you're getting through because you're qualifying under that fine print.
Yeah, I'm trying to keep this at 4-1. Okay, 4-1. I don't need them to take this horse down to 6-5.
Okay,
here.
Well,
let's keep this.
You can back that out if you'd like.
We had that whole thing going there, yeah. And I just said, we got a shot against Dandy Rap, and then all of a sudden you come in, you seen I'm throwing that horse completely out.
No. Okay, I'll tell you what though. I never tell people to bet my horse, because if I do, she will run last place. So here's how I would say
this. Don't touch it, because I'm going to play it.
Right. Well, I would do this. I would box the 3, 4, and 5. That's what I would do for the try and for the exacta.
All right. 3, 4, 5. What do you got there?
I told you I like 2-4.
Right. Okay. All right. Let's move on to race number 5 here. Race number 5. We got a 6-furlong maiden claiming 4,000. Another stellar bunch. All right. Let's move on to this. And I got the 4 horse here. On top, I think I like seeing him on paper here. Let me get him up here, and let me get him up. The 4 horse. Where are we at? Get down here. All right. Holds the lead. I like that. And then at the stretch, been faltering. All right? Been giving in. The last two times it gave in. But this horse is live, folks. 3/4 mark. This horse, if it holds form against a group like this, I think this horse gets the job done here. I like Avis Park at 4-1, the 4 horse, Old Yella. Diego, by the way, and that's Beretta. Who out of you two? I mean, anyone?
I like the 4.
A lot of chivalry on that side.
I got to tell you, I'm kind of going out on a limb here. I don't think my favorite's even picked. I like the 8 horse to win Helios.
The 8 horse. Let's see what you're seeing here. The Helios.
And I'll tell you why. Because she seems to like the dirt here from the last race, much more than the poly that it was running on. And I think he's improving.
And you know what? It had a bad start on that last race, too. I think that plays a role, too. Might have found a home here. I know the camp here is saying, you know what? We've tried everywhere. It's not making it. We dropped it. And that last race, I got to tell you, I'm not impressed with that, though. Mm-hmm. Well, that was a state-bred maiden claiming 4,000. I mean, that's almost to the bottom level as you could get right there.
Right.
And you're finishing fourth by 8.5. So he's still got some work to do.
I'm with you. I like the 4 Avis Parker. But I will tell you this, if the horse doesn't hit the money this time, I'm done with it.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree with you. I went to this one a couple times as well. So I got a 4-7-3 here. And that 3 horse here, folks, before the show, I was corrected on how to say this because I would have said this again, and that would have been here. Let's have a little drum roll here. We're going to say the Muckadini, the Muckadim. The Muckadim wrote, and obviously I've been hacking this up completely because Chrissy's got the right answer for this right name of the horse.
Mutakdam Road.
What the hell did you just say?
Mutakdam Road.
Mutakdam Road.
Mutakdam Road. But I like Muckadim much better.
Muckadim. You know, on the south side, it was called Muckadim. When me and the guys were outside playing ball, we called it Muckadim.
I love it. Okay, so I thought the 8-4-7 and the 3 if you want to play the super. And I'd box them. Sounds like you guys have the 4-7 and the 3. I'm just throwing that 8 in there for a long shot if you want to play your super.
Yeah, well, if it's super, I'm throwing the 2 in there. 4-7-3-2.
There you go.
What about you?
Love it.
Love it. All right, good. I'm glad two great minds think alike. Let's go here. We're going to race number 6. Race number 6 is a 6 furlong. Allowance optional claiming 5,000. And what do we have here, guys? What do we have? This thing froze here.
This is a 74 race rating. If I'm not mistaken, this is obviously going to be the hardest race of the night.
All right. Well, it's definitely showing potential here. This 6 furlong, allowance optional, claiming 5,000. You know what? I always started off. I want to hear from you guys here. What do you guys got here?
Well, it's a short field, so that's the only blessing here because I think the 4, 2, and 6 are all going to compete. I would say those are the 3 to hit the board.
Okay, what's the names on those?
That'd be a Conquest Classic,
right?
The 4.
Oh, I got them up there.
Echo Star, the 2nd, and GP's Girl, the 6.
Well, I think I like that combination there.
The reason why I like the 4 is his last win was a 72 rating, and he ran it in 1:12.25. With the same jockey, he's been consistent and looks good. However, Echo Star has 2 strong wins, but the last one was more than a second later at 1:13.60. So if I have to look at this, even though Conquest was a sloppy track and a fast time, I still think he could probably shave a second off. So
all right, so what do you got? What's your final 4 here?
4-2-6.
4-2-6. All right, Jamie, you know what, I like hers though. That
you
was
like
a,
hers?
I really do. I like those numbers that I seen there. Go ahead.
I like the 2. I like Eco Star. I think that
this
horse
is good,
is moving in the right direction. Definitely think the 4 will be there, Conquest Classic. But then I threw in the 3, Tiz Gallatin, the Essen Price Molina angle again.
Yeah.
So
yeah, you know what, if you guys are going hard on that 4-2, there's a stalker out there with Molina, Essen Price, and this horse. Oh, what's the name on there again?
Tiz Gallatin.
Yeah, I didn't want to hack that up there.
I think that horse was named after Harry Gallatin, the old SIUE basketball coach.
You probably get a good price on him, too, because I don't think he's ran this year. Yeah, he's coming off a layoff. I mean, this horse could.
And that was race number 6.
Yeah, yes, race sir. Number 6.
Hey, since you guys got the form right in front of you, maybe you guys could tell us what the next race is.
So race 7, we have a maiden race. Purse is 8,000 for maidens, fillies, and mares 3 years old and upward.
And what's the tag on it?
No tag.
No tag.
Maiden.
Maiden special weight.
Yeah, it's
okay,
8,000 purse.
8,000 purse, maiden special weight. Going 6 furlongs. Real simple here. I got to go with the girl who got me here, my man Jimmy Watkins on the 10. Rosie's Flame, riding Zach Seabreth, 15-1. So I threw a long ball in the first race. I'm throwing a long ball the second race.
Now, are you taking this horse because it's your trainer's horse, or did you like something about the horse?
I love the horse.
Okay,
I've watched
you love
it work
the horse.
In the mornings. I love the horse.
Folks, that's a nice 15-1 play we're getting right now. A long shot, 15-1 in the 7th race, the 10 horse.
followed up by St. Louis Woman, which I believe
St. Louis
is
Woman.
The,
yeah, that's the Becker horse, six horse there.
Yep. We've been on that horse, I think, once already, in which he runs second, I believe.
Right, yeah.
So,
yeah.
I'm going with my man on the 10 and then followed up with the 6 St. Louis Woman.
All right. So he's giving us a nice exacta here with this 10 horse. If you guys want to play that straight too, you're going to make pretty good money. All right, Christy, what do you got?
Well, I do love the barn, and I wouldn't doubt if it comes in at 15-1. It is a maiden race. Anything can happen, too.
Right.
I like to, of course, see at least one race before I can bet it, so I have to go with what's been proven lately. I've got the 6 horse, St. Louis Woman. I believe that's a Becker horse.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he's been running here already, and he's beat the horses in this race, so I went ahead and chose him. Then I've got Position to Dance, the 5. He's dropping class.
That's who I got.
He's good. He's consistent rating.
I remember that one, yeah.
I believe he'll be in the money somewhere, so don't leave your 5 out. And then I've got Flawless. I guess it's Ikati or Ikata. Ikati?
Mm-hmm.
The 7 horse. Mm-hmm. It's already beat 3 of these. And then that brings me to Swifty Cause for your long shot. If you want to, this is 10 horse field, you might as well play a super.
Well, you know what? I had her horses, but I definitely want to play your horse now, too.
So maybe throw that 3 out and throw the 10 in instead. I'd go 6, 5, 7, 10.
That's one thing about it. If I start throwing anything out, then I start contradicting why I threw that one out and all that stuff, and it backfires on me, and it's a whole a paranoia type of thinking when you get in that car and go, why did I throw them out? Why did I throw them out? I could have thrown that other horse. No, you get problems there. All right, my friend, that concludes our show. Get out there, 7:30, the first race, and just enjoy out there. It's going to be, I think it's going to be like in the 80s, 85. That's not bad. We can live with that.
Nice.
We've been going out there at Saturday nights, and I tell you what, it's been really nice weather out there. So thank you, guys, and hopefully we'll do this again. I loved it. And keep cashing those winning tickets, and again, listen to YoRadio.com. It's free. Download it and enjoy it. Thank you, my friends, and let's do this again.
Thanks a lot.
See you later.
Tune in next week for another episode of Race Day at Fairmount Park on the lineupmedia.fm network. Subscribe to the show on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, or through our website, fairmountparkpodcast.com, and follow the show on Facebook and Twitter. There's a perfect time when you're tempted.
This podcast was a presentation of lineupmedia.fm.